Good morning, with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. It all boils down to whether you think Iowa is in great shape or whether major changes are needed. That's according to the candidates for governor during a debate in Davenport on Sunday. Herb Trix reports.
Questions from a media panel covered taxes, abortion, immigration, education, and health care. And as the incumbent, Republican Kim Reynolds, pointed to what's going well for the state right now, low unemployment and lower taxes.
I humbly asked for your vote on November 6th to build on the success that we've seen to keep this economy growing.
While Democrat Fred Hubbell, as the challenger, focused on what needs to be fixed.
The economy is working for big companies and wealthy individuals, but it's not working for the working class or everyday Iowans. We need to build an economy that works for everybody.
It was a third and final debate between the two candidates leading up to Election Day in just 2 weeks. I'm Herb Trix.
The search for a new superintendent for the Davenport schools will include parents, staff, and the community. Ever since current superintendent Art Tate announced his retirement in April, the school board has been conducting a national search for his replacement. According to district spokeswoman Don Saul, getting help from the community is the next important step. Anyone can fill out a survey on the district's website.
They can start taking that anytime. It's on our website. So go right ahead and jump in. We value the input, and whether you have a child in our schools or not, if you're a member of the community, we would love to hear from you.
The deadline to complete the survey is November 4th. The board also will hear from local residents at several meetings on November 1st and 2nd, including two meetings during the day at the school district's administrative center and two more at night on November 1st. One will be at West High School and the other at the administrative center. The consulting firm Hazard, Young, Atea & Associates is helping with the search. Representatives from the firm will attend all four meetings. Saul says the school board hopes to have a few finalists for superintendent by early next year. Tate officially retires in June. More information about the survey, as well as times and locations for the meetings, can be found on the district's website. Voting booths will travel throughout Rock Island County starting today, giving residents more ways to cast early ballots in the midterm election. Between now and November 2nd, more than two dozen mobile voting locations will pop up throughout the county. Each location will be open for one day. Today, the voting booths make their way to the Gerber Center at Augustana College in Rock Island and New Perspective Senior Living Community in Silvis. Both of those mobile voting sites will be open from 8:30 this morning to 4 o'clock this evening. Until now, the only way voters could cast their ballots early this election was by visiting the county building in downtown Rock Island. Residents can still vote early at the county clerk's office as late as November 5th. That's the day before the election. Those who wish to vote by mail also still have time to fill out ballots, since mail-in ballots will be counted as long as they're postmarked by Election Day on November 6th. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.